Hey friends, I'm so glad that you're here. Welcome to another episode of the By His Grace podcast. On this podcast, we discuss the struggles of life and how God's grace sees us through. My next guest, Sarah Geringer, has had a lifelong struggle with loneliness. Loneliness happens for a variety of reasons, from physical isolation to moving to a new location, divorce, or the loss of a loved one, just to name a few. Sarah shares how she found fellowship in the body of Christ and how loneliness has actually become a gift of grace that caused her to have a deepened relationship with God.
Okay, I am here on the podcast today with Sarah Geringer. Did I say that right?
You got it.
Okay, yay. Welcome to the By His Grace podcast.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
Thank you. So glad to have you. Today, we're going to talk about something that you've struggled with, loneliness. Would you like to tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I grew up as a child of divorce. My parents divorced when I was four. And I remember everything about the day that my dad left. My mom had been a stay-at-home mom and she had to find a job. And so I kind of became an adult overnight. And I had a younger sister and I felt responsible for myself and for her. And I feel like I wanted someone to take care of me, but no one was there to do that. And that's when my struggle with loneliness began. Fortunately, my parents were Christians. My grandparents were Christians. I had a strong connection to the church and the school that I attended, and my classmates in the small Christian school that I attended felt like family members to me. And so through developing my relationship with God as a child and with the students that were in my class, I felt like I learned the solution for loneliness lies in connecting with God and connecting with others in the body of Christ.
That's so beautiful.
And also, I think I learned a hard lesson that many of us learn after we're married. And that is, even if you get married, that doesn't cure loneliness. Yeah. And when you're going into marriage, that is not what the culture tells you. It tells you that marriage is going to fulfill you,
yes,
and complete you. And that is not actually what God designed it to be.
Right.
He designed it to be a communion between him and your spouse. And so I have been in an unequally yoked marriage for 17 years. And anyone who's in an unequally yoked marriage knows how lonely it can be. And whether you went into it knowing that you were unequally yoked or you got saved after you got married, loneliness is going to be part of that picture. And I have also learned that loneliness causes vulnerabilities. And I've had to guard myself. And the only way that I didn't fall into the very common temptations was because God protected me and he taught me through his word the kind of path he wanted me to take, and how even I think Jesus identified with lonely feelings, even though I don't believe there's a scripture that says that. I think he probably struggled at times with feeling, does anyone really understand?
Well, I think about times that he went to go pray, and the fact that Jesus was God and that he had to go off to be alone to communicate with his Father. I think that is an example that he gave to us, that we need to make that time to be alone with the Father, because that's how we get filled. You're absolutely right.
Right. And I think Jesus did a great job of showing us how to engage in community. And when we're lonely, that's we tend to withdraw, and that's actually making the problem a lot worse. Okay.
And I think the enemy wants us to be isolated.
Absolutely.
And I think that's a tactic that he uses to try to separate us, because we are made to be a body of believers, and we're made to work together to build up the kingdom of God. And so if he can get us off to the side and isolate us and make us feel lonely, then we're not going to be effective in the kingdom of God.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, how has God shown you grace through the struggle of loneliness?
I think that he has taught me that I can choose to see loneliness as a gift. Loneliness creates a space where I can develop a closer relationship with God. And so, like I said, in my marriage, in lonely times of feeling like I can't share my faith with my husband. He doesn't want to hear it. He's not necessarily belligerent about it, but it's just not his thing. But I need to talk to someone about it.
Yeah.
So that's the time I can carve out with Jesus. And of course, I can carve it out with my sisters in Christ. But I think for a long time, I thought that was a liability. And I've learned to see that as an asset. When I feel lonely, I know it's a trigger for me to spend more one-on-one time with God.
Yeah, that's good. Well, in your time with God, has there been a scripture that you have clung to that has really helped you in your loneliness?
Definitely. So my mother-in-law gave me a scripture art several years ago, and it has Psalm 37, verse 4, and it says, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart." So, you know, I've looked at that in my bathroom hallway for years and years. And one time I heard God telling me, "Well, what are the desires of your heart?" And in the context of an unequally yoked marriage, you know, and I was talking about, well, I want someone who will listen. I want someone who understands. I want someone who will support me and build me up. And God just spoke very tenderly to me, and he said, "That's what I want to offer you. Those are your desires, and I can meet them." Mm-hmm. I know that your husband cannot meet them for you, but I can meet those for you. But you have to come to me to get those needs met.
Yeah. That's great. What advice would you give to someone who is struggling with loneliness?
I would just say, I know how hard it is, and I know what a struggle it is, and that you're not alone. You're not alone in this struggle. I would just ask you to spend some time in God's Word every day. And pray before you read, and just ask him to speak to your spirit and minister to your spirit. And another thing I think you can do, I think this is a prayer that God will answer for you if you're brave enough to pray it. Just pray that he's going to send you one friend who will help you, one friend who you can trust and you can connect with. And really, that's all you need. You just need one person that understands you and appreciates you and can laugh with you. And that's a good place to start, because that friend will introduce you to more people. And eventually you are not going to feel as lonely if you're going to seek out communion with God and fellowship with other Christians.
Yeah, I love that. I love how you talked about the communing with God first. I mean, we have to we have to spend time with him so that he can fill us up, so that we can pour out to others. And so that communion definitely begins with God. And then I love that you said to pray for a friend, because we all need a friend. And so that's really great advice, Sarah. Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing with us today. And thank you for sharing God's grace in your life. Thank you for being on the podcast today.
Thank you, Misty.
Thank you for joining me today on By His Grace. I hope you've enjoyed listening and are encouraged by our guest today. I would love for you to visit my blog, mistyphillip.com, for more encouragement. You can find me on social media as Misty Phillip, and I would love to connect with you there.